Space Shuttle Atlantis launches on final mission to Hubble, presented by Science at NASA. May 11, 2009. Space Shuttle Atlantis with its seven-member crew launched at 2:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday, May 11th, from NASA's Kennedy Space Center on the final Hubble Space Telescope servicing mission. The 11-day mission will include five spacewalks to refurbish Hubble with state-of-the-art science instruments designed to improve the telescope's discovery capabilities by up to 70 times while extending its lifetime through at least the year 2014. Shortly before liftoff, Commander Scott Altman thanked the teams that helped make the launch possible. "At last, our launch has come along," says Altman. "Getting to this point has been challenging, but the whole team, everyone, has pulled together to take us into space." Altman is joined on STS-125 by pilot Gregory C. Johnson and mission specialists Megan MacArthur, John Grunsfeld, Mike Massimino, Andrew Fustel, and Michael Good. MacArthur will serve as the flight engineer and lead for robotic arm operations, while the remaining mission specialists pair up for hands-on spacewalk work after Hubble is captured and secured in the payload bay. Altman, Grunsfeld, and Massimino are Space Shuttle and Hubble mission veterans. Johnson, Fustel, and Good are first-time space flyers. The STS-125 mission is the 126th shuttle flight, the 30th for Atlantis, and the second of five planned in the year 2009. Hubble was delivered to space on April 24, 1990, on an earlier shuttle mission, STS-31. STS-125 is referred to as Servicing Mission 4, although technically it is the fifth servicing flight to the telescope. Hubble has a long history of providing outstanding science and beautiful pictures, says Ed Weiler, Associate Administrator for NASA's Science Mission Directorate. "If the servicing mission is successful, it will give us a telescope that can continue to astound both scientists and the public for many years to come." Among Hubble's greatest discoveries is the age of the universe, 13.7 billion years, a finding that virtually all major galaxies have black holes at their centers. The discovery that the process of planetary formation is relatively common, the first ever organic molecule in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting another star, and evidence that the expansion of the universe is accelerating, caused by an unknown force that makes up approximately 72% of the matter-energy content of our universe. NASA's providing continuous television and internet coverage of Atlantis's mission. Visit nasa.gov/ntv or nasa.gov/shuttle for full coverage. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.